New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist,
Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. So glad you're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. My wonderful co-host Andrea is away today. Speaking of wonderful, I am such a fan of Goddess Garden Organics. And I was so excited when I found out that not only do they make amazing certified organic natural mineral sunscreen that is reef safe, I might add, but now they have a daily facial routine and aromatherapy. Here to talk about all this is the wonderful CEO, Nova Covington. Hey, Nova, how are you?
Hi, Lisa. Great. Thanks for having me.
I'm like the beauty gal. I love natural beauty products. And it's funny, too, because most of the time I only have mascara and maybe some like natural tinted, you know, sunscreen. Yet I still seem to love.
That's great. Those are good choices.
And maybe I should say, okay, so I'm not a makeup person, but I am a skincare person. Like when you go in my bathroom, there are so many different kinds of scrubs and cleansers and masks, and because I like to try different things, and this one is better for to make your pores smaller, and this one makes your skin bright. I'm excited to hear all about your newest facial line and aromatherapy. But before we even jump into that, I want you to talk a little bit about the sunscreen, because people might say, oh, this time of year, I don't need sunscreen, especially if you're in a cold climate.
Yeah.
Right? You have an answer for that.
I do. Well, we do need sunscreen every day, which is one of the reasons why we created our first facial product, which is it's a moisturizer, SPF 30 moisturizer, but it's also a firming primer. So you can put it on every day. It's very sheer. It's called Face the Day. And
I need
it's
that.
My favorite product by far. Because the key to sun damage is it does happen throughout the year, and it's basically the cause of 90% of our aging is really sun damage, not really the calendar at all. It's not about your next birthday. It's more about how much sun damage you got that year.
Oh, definitely. Well, that sounds lovely. I'd love to try that. And, you know, I did mention in the beginning that they're certified organic, natural mineral sunscreens, and that they're reef safe, which is so important. And wasn't there a law in Hawaii or something that you can only use sunscreens that are reef safe? There's something I saw in the news a few months ago.
Yeah, they proposed a bill in Hawaii, and it was one vote away from passing.
Oh.
To ban oxybenzone sunscreens from Hawaii because, as you know, the main economy in Hawaii is tourism, and the oxybenzone sunscreens are proven to kill the coral reefs. So what's happening is, especially around the beautiful hotels that are right by the beautiful reefs, those areas are really becoming bleached out and damaged. So we do sell sunscreen throughout Hawaii and are supporting the bill. You know, we've been one of the only companies actually that have come out because the main argument on the counter side is, oh, there's not any good options. Well, there are good options that are safe. Goddess Garden is, you know, always FDA tested. And, you know, I use it on my own children. So these SPF 30 products are very, very effective. When you're using a zinc and titanium, those are the ingredients that your dermatologist will tell you to look for. Well, they're reintroducing it right now.
Oh, they are?
It's actually back on the docket, and they're discussing it again. Yeah, so they're bringing it back around. Very, you know, there's a lot of controversy because the big sunscreen companies have a lot to lose if they lose their shelf placement in Hawaii.
Let's jump into this daily facial routine. I mean, you've got serums, you've got brightening creams, you've got firming eye creams. I have to get that primer. I mean, I want to get everything.
The Face Today is my favorite.
Okay.
And Under the Sun is the serum that we created for putting on under your mineral sunscreen and makeup because what happens is minerals, if you're really dry, you know, they don't really rub in as well. So if you have a nice serum underneath, which I had been doing for years, I've always worn oil-based serums well before they were popular. But Under the Sun goes on under your sunscreen, and your Face Today can go right over the top of those. And we actually tested those two together, and amazingly, we put all kinds of organic ingredients that have been proven to, you know, minimize wrinkles, repair sun damage. Every product in the line is really focused at repairing your skin. So no matter what your age, no matter how much sun you've had, that's what it's focused on. And those two products together, actually, we did a panel, and they found a 23% reduction in wrinkle depth in 90 days using those two products, which is phenomenal.
That is phenomenal. I was about to ask about that because I'm looking at your site now. Tell us those two products again.
Yeah. under the sun and face the day. And so those are awesome. But I actually really love the Bright Eyes, which is a natural eye cream, organic as well. And they just have lovely ingredients in them for firming. And each product has different ingredients that are targeted at firming and, you know, repairing sun damage. So over time, your skin looks better and better. And that's what I love about the product.
Oh, see, that is really nice. You know, I'm a huge fan of clay. So I'm also eyeing your Goddess Garden Erase a Day Purify. I love your titles. Yes. I mean, your names. Purifying Clay Cleanser. Talk to us about this.
Yeah, the Erase a Day is phenomenal. We created it to take off minerals because there's not a lot of cleansers that can take off mineral sunscreen. And mineral sunscreen, we create it to be water resistant, right? So like our recreational sunscreens are water resistant. Well, how do you take that off at the end of the day? We created this product basically to take off mineral makeup and mineral sunscreen. Alicia Silverstone just mentioned us in a New York Times article not too long ago for this product because she loves it so much. Yeah. And it's phenomenal. You can leave it on as a mask once a week, but just in taking off your makeup, it's really what you do at the end of the day, which is why, you know, of course, we call it Erase the Day. There is also a cleanser called Fresh Start that's a morning cleanser that's lighter, and what's the one that I use in the morning, it smells very minty and it's really fresh. But Erase the Day is fantastic for taking off your makeup and really just could grit and grime, you know, even in the city from just walking around town. It's nice. It's got a bit of appeal to it because it's got French green clay. Mm. And that French green clay has been used for hundreds of years as, you know, as a skincare treatment. And ours is a great combination because it's not too drying. Okay. We use natural soaps, natural Castile soap in it, so it's not too drying. And it doesn't leave your skin, you know, depleted. It's actually adding some minerals back into the skin because there's 20 different minerals that are in French green clay. So it's pretty cool.
Oh, that is cool. Now, Nova, you mentioned that you've been using serums forever. Talk to us about the Undone Softening Night Serum. And that's an oil base, correct? That's what you mentioned earlier.
Yep. Day Undone is a little, Under the Sun's a pretty light serum because you want that one to soak in quickly. That one soaks in maybe, you know, takes a couple minutes. Day Undone is a really phenomenal product. It is a little, we use different oils in the night one, and they're more repair oils. And they're very focused on vitamin replenishment. And basically, you're feeding your skin. It's nutrients for your skin. And also, your skin knows how to absorb oils. So many of the serums don't have fantastic oils in them. This one is phenomenal. Like, within a couple days, people always say, oh, my gosh, my skin feels so great. You know, even if they're, like, 20, they're still like, wow, you know, my skin is so soft. So that product is really, really nice. It's called Day Undone.
You know, I think sometimes people think if they have acneic skin that they shouldn't use a moisturizer or oils, but it depends on the type of oil. And your skin can break out more when you don't have enough moisture.
Yep. Overwashing, you know, overwashing is definitely something to avoid because your skin just tends to create more oils. It's actually a misnomer that oils cause blemishes. They don't. Your skin knows how to absorb them. There's even, you know, oils can even be used to remove makeup and stuff like that, too. So I haven't noticed any, and in fact, I've had people who have adult acne tell me that theirs has gone away by using our product line with the serum.
Oh, great. Now, what kind of oils do you use?
You know, there's different oils in each product, and off the top of my head, I don't remember exactly which ones have which oils, but, you know, some of them have argan. Here, I've got a couple here. Mango butter, pomegranate oil, rosehip oil. And those are just really lovely, like high in nutrients, high in omega-5 fatty acids. Pomegranate oil is phenomenal. I think someone actually tried to patent that one. lycopene, which is gives under the sun its bright color, comes from tomatoes. That one has vitamin C and vitamin E. It's a fantastic antioxidant.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, the line looks wonderful, and I love the packaging, too. I love the purple and green. You have great colors.
Thank you. Yeah, it's really, we wanted people to know it was natural without a lot of having to read a lot, you know?
Yeah.
And it's also made with certified organic ingredients, too. So it's basically as good as you can get and super effective, and I don't think those things have ever gone together before.
That's what you need. Yeah, and you hear that sometimes. Like, I need the stuff with the benzoyl peroxide or the medical stuff. This isn't going to work. And it's so nice when you can find something that is gentle and is effective and is natural.
Mm-hmm. All those things. Yeah, and super effective. That's what I was going for. You know, there's lots of natural skincare that isn't so effective, and I wanted something that was really going to make your skin look better over time.
Now, what goes into creating these? I mean, I find that part really interesting. Not to, you know, get too nitty gritty on the science, but is there a lot of experimentation about which oils go with what and what type of soap and what type of creams and like how do you like the chemistry of it?
Oh my gosh. Yes. This process took us at least 2 to 3 years to develop each of these products in this line. And we wanted it to be simple too, because people don't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
And frankly, when you walk up to a store and there's 35 facial products, how are you going to choose the ones for you? I didn't really want the complexity there, because I know in my life, as a busy working mom, I just don't, you know, no one has time for that many products or even wants to buy that many products. Every woman in my company, and we're 70% women, we tested every round of R&D products. So as we did the research and development, we would make samples for every person, and every person would test, and then we would all give feedback. So between that, our biochemist, who's a 24-year-old woman, she's fantastic, and our brand manager, who is in marketing, they would go running together and even talk about ingredients and talk about which ones worked well together. And then, of course, you know, because we had an actual biochemist on the team, she was researching how much percent of baobab oil do we need to see the research data, you know, because we wanted to make sure that they were, you know, super, super effective. And not just your filler products. A lot of products out there have plastics in them, and so they're shimmery. So like you might not look like you have wrinkles as much after you put it on, but it's really just a cover up kind of solution because it's just filling in the crevices instead of actually repairing the wrinkles and, you know, lowering the wrinkle depth.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense to actually work on them, right? Rather than just try to.
So it's been fun. It was a super collaborative process, and I have to say, having, you know, as many women in our company as we do, being Goddess Garden, you know, that was a big part of it because we all tried every round. And so we all use the products now. Well,
cool. All right. Let's jump into your aromatherapy. You've got some great essential oils. Talk to us about these.
We do have some nice essential oils online. That hasn't been the focus of what we're doing. We wanted to offer organic essential oils online.
Mm.
So in stores, there's a couple things that we're doing with essential oils. One is we've launched a brand new perfume line that's made with essential oils. And this is totally different from the types of perfume that you would buy in the department store because those are all made with synthetic fragrances. Yeah. Many people have allergies and get migraines from synthetic fragrances. They've also been proven to be hormone disruptors. So people who are trying to eat clean and live clean are really looking for, you know, less hormone disruption. So these are essential oil perfumes that are targeted at boosting your mood. So like the Lavender Sky has, it's simple. It has lavender and mint, but it's the most perfect combination of aromatherapy. So it's relaxing, but yet in, clarifying, it's super cool. My favorite is the Amber Fire, which has a couple different essential oils that are antidepressants and mood boosters. And actually, you know, are, you know, discussed as being, you know, very, you know, love-inducing, to say.
That is fun. Well, I'm glad you brought up about the synthetics. I remember growing up, my mother was never into perfume, but my father would get like the worst headaches from perfume and nail polishes and all that, like way back like in the 70s, you know, and you'd say environmental.
That's probably why she wasn't into perfume, because she couldn't wear it around him.
Yeah. It's like environmental illness. I don't even think it had a name back then, or environmental sensitivities, or, you know, so it's really good to use. Yeah, I mean, people go in those candle stores. I'm like, I don't understand how anyone goes in those, you know, the ones that aren't natural. They're so horrible.
Oh, yeah. And those kind of fragrances, they get stuck in your nose. And so even if you didn't touch anything, even like an hour or two later, I can still smell those synthetic fragrances. They really bother me. Which is probably, you know, how I ended up with a child who had sensitivities, and that's how I started the whole company.
Really?
Was that my oldest daughter, who's now 14, she had allergies as a baby. And so that's what led me down this path of creating products, because the first product we created was for her.
Were you into natural health and natural beauty before then?
You know, I grew up, my mom was an organic farmer, so I definitely had a lot of influence there. I would say, you know, my parents were hippies and they weren't into makeup, let's just say.
Yeah.
So I think even when I was about 7 or 8, I was like, I'm going to have to start a natural makeup company to ever be able to wear makeup. I can do that right now. Of course, you know, my parents said, no, you need to go to school, went to college, you know, that sort of thing, the regular path. But I was interested in it a long time ago. And then it was really situational that led me to creating the first product for my daughter Paige when she was a baby, because she would break out from even like all the soaps, anything that had sulfates and like the stuff that makes soap foam, that's not natural. Soap doesn't really foam that much without those synthetics. So, and people expect synthetics, you know, we've been programmed to think, oh, we need the bubbles.
Exactly.
Well, you don't really need the bubbles to clean. But you know, we've grown up with that. And so I think I did have a natural tendency from growing up on an organic farm. So I still love organic vegetables. And right away when I started using essential oils to scent products, you know, 14 years ago, my sister and I got really into essential oils at the same time. And I became an aromatherapist as I was starting the company. And it's the only way to scent a product naturally, because it's distilled botanical. So they're taking, you know, flowers and beautiful herbs and distilling them down, and that's a much more healthy way to scent the product and also have, you know, health benefits.
What are some of those?
I mean, my favorite, of course, is lavender, and I think that's everyone's favorite. But that one is most, you know, researched and proven to be relaxing. It's very calming for children. You know, when my babies were little, I would rub a little bit of lavender essential oil on their feet to put them to sleep at night. And it's just a very... you know, it's a very natural way to relax children. So I fell in love with that essential oil right away, but there's many other lovely ones. On our website, we have 42 organic essential oils, and many of the essential oil companies that are out there, and these are like purest essential oils. So they've all been tested, and we have all the testing information. But many essential oil companies out there are actually telling customers that there's no such thing as organic essential oils, which is not true. And when you distill down a plant, you're also distilling down whatever chemicals were sprayed on them. So pesticides and herbicides also become distilled down when you create an essential oil. So in my opinion, it's even more important that an essential oil is pure and organic.
Oh, definitely. Wow, that's so crazy that they're doing that. How do they say something's not real when it is?
You know, it's maybe they can't get enough of it. I don't know why they would say that there are no organic essential oils, because it's simply not true. And countries like India export massive quantities of organic essential oils, so they are available out there in the world.
Talk about this Serenity Aromatherapy bracelet. How does that work?
Yeah, this is cool. So usually, what happens with essential oils is people don't know what to do with them. And they put them in a diffuser in their living room, which can be overwhelming for everyone else in the house if not everyone agrees on a scent. And essential oils do affect your brain chemistry. So, you know, lavender actually does make you happier. It makes you more relaxed. So diffusing is lovely, but sometimes, like if you're working in an office, we wanted an option for personal aromatherapy. So we created these essential oil bracelets. They're aromatherapy bracelets. And then we have these bracelet blends. So you can put, they're pre-dispersed, so you can put it right on the bracelet itself, on the lava rock. And then you can smell it, you know, yourself, and without it, you know, being in the whole office and overwhelming for your coworkers. So it's our first foray into personal aromatherapy, and I absolutely love them. They're really pretty, and they're functional. They're great.
Got these different roll-on perfumes. They're free from phthalates and mystery chemicals. I like that. You mentioned the Amber Fire earlier. I love the name Amber. I almost named my daughter Amber. I think it's a pretty
name.
Oh,
yeah. That's a beautiful name.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, I went with a different name instead. But Citrus Sunrise, Lavender Sky, Wildflower Essential Oil, Rainforest Essential Oil. What does that smell like?
Rainforest is actually another one of my favorites. In fact, I think I like them all.
Yeah.
I can say. I use the Amber Fiber the most, though, because that one is just such a mood booster for me. It's lovely. It's very cool. It reminds me of the forest, the smell of it. But it's a combination of citrus. It has lavender in it as well, bergamot. It also has cedar, so it has that tree-ish scent, marjoram, frankincense, which is amazing essential oil, and vetiver, which is really earthy. So that's a really beautiful perfume blend. Citrus Sunrise is created for more of a happy scent, so that's more citrus. It's got citrus peel, lime, and bergamot as well. So, and a little bit of palmarosa. So that's a really nice one too. Basically, I like them all. It's tough to choose. We've got there's 5 different scent lines right now, and they're great. Loving them.
What was that word? Did you say palmarosa?
Palmarosa.
What is that?
It sort of smells like rose. Mm. It's a floral scent. It's sort of rose-like. But not as strong as rose. Like, rose can be a bit overwhelming. Palmarosa is not quite as strong.
Oh, I've never heard of that. You know, it's funny because right after I asked that, I remembered that. So one of the reasons I'm so impressed with your company, there's so many reasons to be, is you have this great glossary where you have all these different ingredients and you can look them up. Aloe vera, aluminum hydroxide, apricot kernel oil, avocado oil, arnica. And it's great because then I can see exactly what it is. You know what scent I love is vanilla, although it does make me crave cookies. So I don't know if I should wear that all day.
We use vanilla in our facial line. Mm. So we went with bergamot and vanilla for our facial line.
Nice.
Because we wanted a product line that was, we didn't want it to be an overwhelming scent, but yet nice. And vanilla is really popular. The problem with vanilla is that last year it went way up in price.
Oh, did it?
So, yeah, it skyrocketed. It was crazy expensive. I mean, it was like more than gold per ounce.
My goodness.
It was crazy. Mm-hmm. So that one is, most of the vanillas out there are synthetic because of that.
Oh, okay. So you got to use the real stuff, obviously. And so
you got to use the real stuff. Yeah, it smells delicious. Yeah, vanilla is nice, but you might crave cookie stuff.
It's worth it. It is so worth it. Well, this has been so great. No, but we always have a great time having you here on Naturally Savvy Radio. I could talk beauty and skincare all day long, and I'm so excited to try your products. Tell everyone where we can find them.
Goddessgarden.com. Yeah, there's different products are in different stores. So goddessgarden.com, amazon.com are the places where you can find most of our products. And I just love shopping on goddessgarden.com, and we have free shipping at a pretty low price point too. So you can get your products on there really well. And there's also a newsletter. So if you sign up for that, we send out a coupon. They're not really regular, but if you sign up for our newsletter, you will get an occasional coupon, and that makes a big difference. So you can check that out.
Yeah, that definitely helps. So you also have a great blog as well. Basil, the basis for building good habits and the mood for a hormone chat. What is hyaluronic acid? What's wrong with beeswax? Sunblock versus sunscreen?
Totally.
Everything. This is such a great site.
Yeah, we have a great woman who worked for Chipotle and who now works for us and has been with us for almost 3 years now. And she has done such a great job on the blog. And really bringing in those hot topic issues. Because, like, retinol. Retinol is a great ingredient, but it's really hard on the skin, and some people are really sensitive to it. So we've used chicory root to replace that product, and it mimics hyaluronic acid and retinol. So basically, there's a natural option, usually, that we've been able to source, which has been really exciting. And so the glossary of ingredients is great because those are all the ingredients that we use. So we want to make sure that customers can just quickly find an ingredient if they don't know it. And then the blog is a great place to go for information about, why not use chemical sunscreen? Why use natural sunscreen? And it's really, really an important issue. It's an important issue in the world because our water supply is all going back to the ocean. Even if we live in Colorado, we are showering off our chemical sunscreens, and they're going through water treatment plants. They're too small to be screened out, and they're ending up in the Gulf of Mexico. So basically, it's kind of a movement. Our company is really a movement towards cleaner living and cleaner options and without compromise. We don't want to compromise our beauty and our skincare. We want to still look great and not pollute the world. So. Our children.
No, but you're a rock star, I have to say. The stuff you're doing.
Thanks, Lisa. I always enjoy hanging out with you. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, tell us one more time the website.
Goddessgarden.com.
Terrific. And I want to thank everyone for listening to Naturally Savvy. You can check us out on social media at Naturally Savvy, at Andrea Donsky, at Health Media Gal 1, at Your Radio MD. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.